BG Mania, a video game music podcast for July 15th, 2021, is presented by LevelDownGames.com. You are listening to Title Screen from Gremlins 2, The New Batch on the Amiga, released in 1990, composed by Mark Cooksey. Is going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of BG Mania, a video game music podcast. I, of course, am your host, Brian, coming back after a three-week hiatus. We've had a tough 3 weeks, to say the least, but we'll get to that in just a second. Real quick, if you'd be so kind, head on over to Apple Podcasts or whichever app you've chosen to listen to us on and drop us a rating and a review, as it definitely helps out in terms of search results so that more people continue to find this lovely little show that we do. So yeah, it's been a challenging couple weeks. Obviously, Frank coming back to the show didn't stabilize things in terms of the schedule, because As soon as he kind of made his way back into the LDG fold, his personal life just got beyond hectic and crazy, and now he's having surgery soon, which is going to take him out even further. So that hasn't helped out much. But if you're in our Discord and you saw over the last few weeks, back on July 1st, it's crazy that it's already been 2 weeks. But back on July 1st, we had to have Gizmo finally put to sleep. He was ready. It was time for him. Like, we could tell. You know what I mean? You just get to that point. We thought we were there maybe earlier this year when we, you know, had that scare with the surgery and the blood clots in his throat and that mass that was on his neck. We thought that might was going to be the time, which, I mean, I talked about on our shows, so any of our regular listeners will remember back to that, I'm sure. And if you don't, that's okay. But this time, you know, so the first was a Thursday. I would say probably the 27th. Well, maybe, yeah, the 27th, because the 26th, I have a picture, June 26th, in my phone of Gizmo laying on his bed with the fullest belly he's had in probably a long time. Jessica had made him, fuck, I don't remember, like some eggs and hot dogs or something, because he had stopped gradually, like over 2 weeks or so. He, maybe 3 weeks, he went from no longer eating dog food to eating people food pretty okay. Like, Jessica was making him healthy alternative meals using eggs and rice and chicken and that kind of stuff, putting vegetables in there, you know, chopped up for him. And he was eating that. Like, he ate that for, I'd say, like a week or two, maybe a little bit longer. And then, for whatever reason, after we fed him that Saturday, the 26th, he didn't eat anything on Sunday, the 27th. And there were days since his surgery that, you know, we used to say Gizmo had good days and bad days, just like a person, because there were days that he wouldn't eat at all and he would barely move around. And we're like, well, damn, like, this really sucks and I feel bad for him. But like the very next day, he would be, Jessica used to refer to him as Rocky Balboa because he just never would give up and always wanted to be in the fold with the other dogs and kind of just always wanted to be around, always wanted to be included. He loved actually just living, like he just enjoyed life. And when he didn't eat on Sunday, we thought maybe he just was having a bad day. But then Monday the 28th got here. I think I was able to get him to eat like a patty from a McDonald's cheeseburger or something that day. But then that was it. Like he just pretty much progressively quickly got worse, deteriorating. We could see him just shedding off pounds daily, like to the point where on Saturday he looked normal for the most part, just old. And then on Wednesday, the day before we took him in for his final vet appointment, you could see his ribs and you could start seeing his bones, and it was sad and it sucked. So that took some time. I haven't even really talked about it much since. Jessica and I have talked about it a little bit together. Obviously, we've shared some crying sessions and shared some memories of Gizmo. But anytime, and this episode's probably going to be hard for her to listen to. Probably won't even listen to it. Who knows? But anytime we just get to that point, it's tough. And so I really haven't myself. And it is crazy because I did have Gizmo for almost 15 years. Like I said, I got him in January of 2007 before I turned 21. I'm 35 years old. That's pretty crazy. That's pretty effing crazy to think about. And he's seen all of the important stuff of my life. And that's awesome. Like, that's crazy. The only thing he didn't see is like the birth of an eventual child. But, you know, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. So I wanted to put something together because I've talked a lot about Gizmo. I've talked a lot about my family, our family life, I guess, Jessica and mine. Like, I mean, you guys know about Avenger. I don't know that you know about Thor that much. Thor is our little chihuahua, Jessica's dog, that she had when I met her. Because I had Gizmo when I met her. And then she had Thor. And then, but the Thor is only like a year old when I met her. And Gizmo was, what? 6 already when he met Jessica. So Thor is like 10, I think, this year, 10 or 11. And then Avenger is 7 years old this year. And then we have our two cats, Binks and Ziggy, that I know I've mentioned before and that have been in videos. So we have a nice little, and Kyle's going to hate the term, fur baby family going on over here. I saw his story on Instagram. That was funny. But I wanted to put something together today to kind of just remember Gizmo and be a tribute episode to him, just because he was such a loving dog and was such a big part of our family for the longest time. And, you know, when we started doing out, you know, when the show started out, like, he was still moving around regularly and actively, like normal dog stuff. He wasn't quite a senior dog yet when we started doing this back in 2017. I guess he was when he was 11 years old, but still, he was moving around much better than he was over the last 6 months. And he used to come in the studio and just like sit here next to me while I put together BG Mania. So in the early days, man, Gizmo was in here a lot when I was editing the podcast and podcasts, plural, since we produce many. Avengers in here all the time now, but the house will never be the same. You know what I mean? Things will never be the same. The quiet is tough because he was like a constant panter. So you could always just tell Gizmo was around because you could hear him breathing. And now you don't. And that sucks. So in order to pay tribute to Gizmo, I kind of had the idea to tie it into a little bit with the Gremlins franchise, because the main character, obviously, there, Gizmo. I actually have a shirt that Jessica got me years back that says Gizmo on it with a picture of Gizmo from Gremlins because of our dog. And I still wear that shirt regularly. Like, I will never get rid of that shirt now. Even as I'm continuing to lose weight, I won't get rid of that shirt. But I wanted to kind of just play some music from the Gremlins games today to pay tribute to Gizmo. And there aren't a ton of Gremlins games. You know, we're focusing primarily on Gremlins 2, the new batch. We've got some tracks from the Amiga version, which was composed by Mark Cooksey. We've got some tracks from the NES version, which was composed by Naoki Kodaka, which we just talked about a few weeks ago in that composer appreciation episode. And then we also have some tracks later on from Gremlins Stripe vs. Gizmo, which was released back in 2002 on the Game Boy Advance. And we'll close things out with a little Lego Dimensions, because they had that DLC for the Gremlins IP. And yeah, we have some tracks from that as well. But speaking of Jessica, she actually just got home and just walked in. And yeah, she's in the studio now to say hi for the Gizmo tribute episode.
Hi for the Gizmo tribute
episode. Well, you don't have to say just that. I mean,
I know. Well, I was trying to be funny. Okay. Hello, everybody. So I'm going to take a moment here to appreciate my baby Gizmo. I've had him in my life for 9 years, and I'm sorry if I get a little choked up. I'm still at that stage where it's hard to say his name without getting emotional, but that's just because he's our OG baby, you know? He's Brian's original baby, and he was my, you know, pretty much second oldest baby, so anyways. I love you, Gizmo. You know, I'm a big believer that when you pass, your soul goes on to something else, dog or anything. And I always joke that he was like the little Rocky Balboa. So wherever you are, Gizmo, I think that your next chapter in life, I think you're going to be a fighter. And I just wish you all the best. So rest in peace, Gizmo. And we love you.
And it's nice that this episode is actually going up today, because we literally just got him returned in the urn from the cremation place yesterday. So it all kind of worked out. But yeah, we're not going to really have any talking besides that until we get to the end of the show. We're just going to focus on the music today. Because we took 3 weeks off, I'm going to make up for it. I'm going to put 3 episodes up back to back to back, not in the same day, but so yeah, we've got this one today. We'll be back tomorrow with an episode of Radio Hour. And then we'll be back the day after that with our celebration for 4 years of BG Mania. But we're going to kick to the tracks for the episode today. Love you, Gizmo. We'll be back at the end. See you guys then. You're listening to In-Game Number 1 from Gremlins 2, the new batch on the Amiga, released in 1990, composed by Mark Cooksey. You're listening to In-Game Theme Number 2 from Gremlins 2, the new batch on the Amiga, released in 1990 and again composed by Mark Cooksey. You're listening to, you guessed it, in-game theme number 3 from Gremlins 2 The New Batch on the Amiga, released in 1990, composed by Mark Cooksey. You're listening to Cutscene Display from Gremlins 2 The New Batch on the NES, released October 1990, composed by Naoki Kodaka. You're listening to Ventilation Shafts from Gremlins 2 The New Batch on the NES, released October 1990, composed by Naoki Kodaka. We'll be right back. You're listening to Gremlin Battle from Gremlins 2, The New Batch on the NES, released October 1990, composed by Naoki Kodaka. You're listening to The Big Battle from Gremlins 2, The New Batch on the NES, released October 1990, composed by Naoki Kodaka. You're listening to Title Theme from Gremlins Stripe vs. Gizmo, released in 2002, composed by Will Davis. Thank you. You're listening to Character Select from Gremlins, Stripe vs. Gizmo, released in 2002, composed by Will Davis. You're listening to Asian Gift Shop from Gremlins, Stripe vs. Gizmo, released in 2002, composed by Will Davis. You're listening to The Cinema from Gremlins, Stripe vs. Gizmo, released in 2002, composed by Will Davis. Thank you. You're listening to Gizmo's Theme from LEGO Dimensions, released September 27th, 2015, composed by Ian Livingstone. That is unfortunately going to bring us to the close of the show for this week. We want to thank you for sticking with us and listening to another episode of BG Mania, made possible, of course, by LevelDownGames.com. And thank you for allowing us to use this platform, I guess, to pay a special tribute to Gizmo. That'll live on forever. So I'm glad we did this. Don't forget to submit tracks, ideas, and requests for feature episodes to BG Mania at LevelDownGames.com. If you like video game music, and more importantly, you like us and want to help grow the show, check the description box for ways you can do just that. While you're in there, make sure you click the link to join our Discord community. Taking us out of this episode, we're going to be taking a listen to Gremlin's Quest from LEGO Dimensions, released September 27th, 2015, composed by Ian Livingstone. Gizmo, we love you so much, buddy. Keep the music playing and keep it loud. Rest in peace, Gizmo.